The eighth and final day of Hanukkah is referred to as Zois Hanukkah. Literally, this is Hanukkah. The eighth day is the essence of the Yont of Hanukkah. The Mefarshim explained that the last day of Hanukkah encapsulates all of Hanukkah. So what is so significant about the eighth day of Hanukkah that it is considered to embody the entire Yont of Hanukkah? So according to mystical sources, Zois Hanukkah is the Gemar HaChasima, the final seal of our judgment, an extra last chance for the final judgment that began with the Yom Naram. The Sfarim HaKadoshim explained, every person's verdict is written on Rosh Hashanah and sealed on Yom Kippur, but the book isn't closed until Hashanah Rabbah. And that book remains on Hashem's table, so to speak, and that judgment isn't filed away until Zois Hanukkah. I once heard a beautiful idea. Parshas Vayelech has 30 psukim. That represents the tzaddikim who only need 30 days to prepare for the Yom HaDin on Rosh Hashanah. Parshas Netzavim has 40 psukim. That's an additional 10 days until Yom Kippur. Hazinu has 52 psukim. Those are the additional days until Hashanah Rabbah, the Gemara Chasima. And if you add up Vayelech 30, Netzavim 40, and Hazinu 52, that's a total of 122. That is from Rosh Chodesh El until Zois Hanukkah. That is the final Gemara Chasima. So what is it about Zois Hanukkah that we are given one final chance for redemption? So the Maral explains, Hanukkah intrinsically draws from a world that is beyond nature, which is symbolized by the number 8. The number 7 represents the confines of nature. We live in a world of 7. 7 days of the week, 7 continents, 7 heavens, 7 seas, 7 colors, 7 musical notes. 7 is a term of completion. The world was created in 7 days. The natural world operates within a realm and within a framework of 7. By contrast, the number 8 represents a sphere above this world. The number 8 transcends Teva. The Sfasemis makes an interesting observation. We say in the Zmiris of Moes Sur, B'nei Bina Yemei Shmoina, days of wisdom, days of 8. So he asks, Yemei Shmoina, days of 8? We should really say Shmoina Yomim, 8 days. The Sfasemis explains, there's a dramatic difference between 8 days and days of 8. 8 days alludes to these days quantitatively. Days of 8 refers to these days qualitatively. Chanukah is Yemei Shmoina. Every day of Hanukkah has the power of 8. It's symbolic of the essence of 8. Days that have the ability to transcend the natural world. And on the 8th day of Hanukkah, we reach the pinnacle of 8, as it represents the 8th day in the days of 8. That is why Zois Hanukkah is so special and so significant. In a natural world, we are bound by Teva. A poor person doesn't all of a sudden become wealthy overnight. The ill don't become healthy from one moment to the next. Parents don't see their child return to Yiddishkeit in an instant. However, when the world operates through the influence of the number 8, then it's not bound to the world of nature. Then anything is possible. We don't have to endure the long agonizing wait of Teva. On Zois Hanukkah, in the ultimate world of 8, all our Yeshuas get fast-tracked. Just recently, Klal Yisrael witnessed a modern miracle on Zois Hanukkah. In 2017, after languishing in prison for 7 long years, the legal team for Reb Shalom Rabashkin filed the final motion asking for his egregious 27-year sentence to be suspended. And on December 19, the day before Zois Hanukkah, word came down, denied. He was staring at additional 18 and a half years in prison, away from his family, who so desperately needed him. Essentially, a life sentence. However, the next day on Zois Hanukkah, around 4 p.m., a prison guard opens the door to his cell and he tells him, Rubashkin, out! He was taken to the office of the warden, and the warden broke the exciting news to him. Rubashkin, you are a free man. Donald Trump, the president, has commuted your sentence. You can go home now. And Klal Yisrael rejoiced. There was dancing on the streets of Borough Park and Muncie and Lakewood and even in Postville, Iowa. On Zois Hanukkah, the gates of heaven are wide open. According to Kabbalistic sources, what tzaddikim can accomplish all year long, an ordinary yid can accomplish on Zois Hanukkah. On Zois Hanukkah, we can all witness miracles. Shloi kederach hateva. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.